then you can be trained to survive, not to think. Critical thinking feels like betrayal, questioning what your culture is doing now, your religion, your president, a party you voted, can feel like a betrayal on a personal level. And it can feel as you're betraying your own community, as you're betraying your culture, betraying your religion or your spiritual group, your place of belonging. It can feel as betrayal of your parents, who might fully believe in something what is not just for you, because they are so designed and programmed and conditioned to think only one way. Okay, so you might feel as now I'm losing the sense of belonging. It's a big reshift on the nervous system, right? Because it feels that change, it can feel, and it feels like a betrayal. Okay. But what if betrayal is not what's happening? What if living by your moral values, by your honor, by your dignity is actually what's happening? Okay? Because the trauma body was trained to obey, to stay small, to stay safe, right? Good. We had to do that. Not to question, not to confront. And also that's how obedience and tyranny begins. Not with weapons, but with unchallenged obedience. Let me repeat this. Tyranny begins and abuse begins. Abuse, okay, abuse can happen in a home. But let's say the tyranny, the fascism, the start of the war, bigger landscape, it's happening in your country. It starts by unchallenged, obedient people. Hitler didn't start suddenly war in 1939. No. It was way before. It was a build-up. It was a build-up. Years before that, I witnessed build-up in my own country, okay? I'm a Serbian from Croatia. The buildup was, my home was detonated 2 years before I was exiled. Buildup. And everyone was quiet. Too terrified to speak. Or they were thinking they were betraying their own people if they say anything, okay? It's build up of the things what will happen.
Okay.
So think about this, what blocks you from critical thinking, okay? So here's what stops you from thinking clearly. People pleasing, it's so common, right? I don't want to upset anyone. Yes, absolutely. Shame. I don't know enough to speak up. Fear of being isolated. I will lose my community. Of course. Spiritual bypassing. This is a low vibe. This is bad karma. You're being negative. Yeah. But let me tell you this. Silence is not spiritual. If you're spiritual enough, and every spiritual leader will tell you that, silence is not spiritual, and not acting on it is not spiritual. Spiritual is I'm witnessing, I'm expanding my capacities for pleasant, unpleasant, from the space of neutral capacities. And third one, is to act on it. Every spiritual person will confirm that. You're not spiritual if you're witnessing but you're not acting on it, period. And also silence is not neutral, absolutely not, because when injustice is happening, basically you're on the side of abuser or a Nazi culture. Okay, that's not spiritual. Okay, so let's see, their critical thinking fails without embodiment. So we can talk, right? But we need to experience this in a nervous system. So we have this muscle. Okay, this is what I teach. All of this, how we put into the practice critical thinking in our daily life. Link is below. One lesson. Very concise, very distilled, not 500 hours, 1 hour and 15, 20 minutes top. It's worth of money because this will save you your life. How you navigate your environment in very challenging years we have ahead of us. Okay. So I worked with thousands of clients from war, from narcissistic abuse, authoritarian systems. So here's what I know. You can have facts. You can have all facts. And you can still follow your abuser if your body is not receiving that. And know that this is your choice. It's very subconscious. Okay. It's very subconscious. So critical thinking needs embodiment, okay? Because you're not living that. You're not feeling that on your cellular level. And you can have all facts, right? But if you're not acting and following, if there is no that muscle build, you're following obediently. And you don't want that. You don't want to get played or abused and manipulated, okay? So somatic truth about all of this. Critical thinking is not just logic. It's a nervous system practice. It's a nervous system practice and somatic practice. If you don't practice critical thinking, someone else will do your thinking for you. And if you don't anchor your moral compass, the algorithm will replace it. If you don't name injustice now, you will wake up with no language left or energy left to resist. And I will say it again, thinking clearly in a culture of obedience is one of the most radical and important thing you can do now. You don't need another affirmation. You don't need another vision board. You need to pause. You need to develop on a soma level this muscle of questioning and thinking, even if your voice shakes. Absolutely. Even if you have been taught to stay silent, questioned. People in the United States, my heart goes to you. Please question. Speak. You can say, this is not okay. I don't agree. It doesn't need to come from the place of rage. Even if your nervous system begs you to disappear. So teachings, sign up below. I'm on a mile. This is Exhaled and Rising. Subscribe. Please share. Please share. Support. And remember, it's never too late to start learning anything. You have wisdom. You have answers, and use the tools, and start practicing them. Until next time, much care.
Much clearer.